Varsanayatra 2013, this is Man Kutir, or Man Mandir. Krishna was on his way to meet Radharani, because Varsan is north of here. So he came down here. He wanted to meet her over here. But suddenly he met Padma Sakhi, who's the leading Sakhi. As Lalita and Vishakha are the leading Sakhis of Radharani, Padma and Shaibi are the leading Sakhis of Chandravali. They suddenly met him, and then they convinced Shyam that he should come meet Chandravali instead of Radha. So as Shyam went and happily enjoyed and with Chandravali, and he was so much absorbed in playing that he forgot Radharani. And then one parrot of Radharani, maybe Shukshma or Shukshmadi or Manjubhashini, she has different parrots, was in a tree looking at everything. Krishna playing with Chandravali and having grand old time. So then the parrot flew to Radharani to give the report and talked about the Krishna Chandravali Milan. Radharani became deeply distressed and entered a deep state of love sulk man. And she was pouting so deeply it was very, very difficult to break. Krishna finally arrived to meet Radharani in this place, in this mountaintop. Radharani's face turned away, and Krishna could not break Radharani's man, no matter how many tricks he played or jokes he told or faces he made or gestures he showed. He became very sad and he left. Then Vishakha advised him, said, "Listen, what you have to do if you want to break Radharani's man, you have to make her feel happy again. So she doesn't want to see you, so you should disguise yourself as a Sakhi." He does this many times. And then win the favor of Radharani. So then Krishna came to Man Kutir, dressed as Shyam Sakhi. And he sat beside Radharani, then he started entertaining her by playing the veena and singing very beautifully, some ragas. Radharani became very pleased by Shyam's performance, and she decided, but she didn't have anything to offer him, Shyam Sakhi, so she just turned and gave a warm embrace to Shyam Sakhi. But as soon as she touched Sri Krishna's form, disguised, Radharani immediately recognized that this is Krishna, and her man was broken. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai, Radharani ki jai. So this is, of course, in the same area here, between these mountains. There's in these mountains of Dangar, which is Dan Bihari, and then Vilasgar, which is over there, and Mangar, which is here. There's a beautiful footpath through the valley and joining the high road, joining these mountaintop Leela Stalis or the lower and along the valley. But in these mountains, there's so many caves, Leela caves. Gavar means, so it's Gavar Van. It's this forest between Radharani's palace and Mor Kutir and Man Kutir. There's that mountain, that line of mountain. There's so many caves here where Radharani and Krishna can meet confidentially, because if you're in a cave, no one can see you. Out of sight, out of mind. And when Krishna's in the cave with Radharani, he's out of his mind. And out of everybody's sight. He's out of sight and out of his own mind. But this is one Leela, Gavarvan. It says that Gavarvan was this garden, and all this whole area was built with Radharani's own hands, and the only purpose was for the purpose is to meet secretly with Krishna and serve him. There's one beautiful Brijbasi song that they sing in Brijbasha, and it translates glorifying Radharani as being the Gavarvanishwari, the queen of Gavarvan. It says, "Oh Radhe, you personally built this beautiful garden at Gavarvan with your own hands to please your Shyam. You always walk here, absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. Your footprints can be seen in the dust, and your feet are everywhere moving here, and your footprints are also there. O Radhe, we fervently pray to you for the opportunity to sweep your gardens at Gavarvan. But your gardens, these gardens bagicha, your gardens here, and these trees and creepers and footpaths which you've created and made, and all these beautiful caves which you've decorated and designed and adorned for the pleasure and satisfaction of Krishna. We don't want to touch them with a broomstick. The rough coconut broomsticks. So we're not going to use a broom, a jaru. It won't be traditional jaru seva. We're not going to do jaru seva, but we're going to sweep these footpaths with our eyelids, eyelashes. Our eyelashes. We're going to lie down on these footpaths and use our eyelashes, the hair on our eyelashes we're going to use for a jaru, for a broom, because we have so much regard. And another reason we want to do that, because then we can all the more closely examine the dust of your lotus feet as we're sweeping the footpaths which contain your footprints in the dust of your lotus feet with our eyelashes. As our prem seva to your lotus feet. Shrimati Radharani's Charan Seva Ki Jai. Gevarvan Ishri Radha Ki Jai. So there's another nice pastime in Gevarvan. This is Krishna's Kadyani Roop. But most of the following Leela occurred nearby here in a village called Manipur. There's a whole village called Manipur. This is Mangar, and he was saying there's only Mansarovar in Vrindavan, opposite Keshigat there. And then there's this Mankuti, or Mangar. But there's also a village near here called Manipura. The whole village is called Manipur, named after so many places are like that. So we can, at least it's, we can say that it starts here and then it goes there. Or starts there. Most of the Leela occurred. It's a very long Leela. Karahala. That's the mother-in-law of Chandravali. Her husband's name is Govardhan Mala, and Govardhan Mala's mother's name is Karahala. In this area of Barsana and Gevarvan, there's a pastime. Radha and Krishna were playing ball. They were throwing ball back and forth to each other and also playing hide and seek. One day, Radha and Govinda played catch, throwing a ball back and forth to each other. However, Krishna was so intoxicated by the sight of Radharani's incredibly beautiful lotus face and form that he kept dropping the ball whenever Radharani tossed it to him. Radharani would throw the ball to him and then he was just busy looking at Radharani's face, and then he would just go and he would drop it. she just throw it and go like, oh. She was completely mesmerized by her beautiful form. So whenever Radharani tossed the ball to Krishna, so after Krishna dropped it two or three times, Radharani suggested, well, maybe we should play a different game, because it doesn't seem you're too efficient, you're too functional in this game. And maybe we can play a great game where you may be able to win for a change. So he decided to play hide and seek. One person in this game, one person covers their eyes and counts to 100, while the other person or persons run away and hide somewhere. Then, feeling very proud, Srimati Radharani challenged Krishna. Radharani said, "Krishna, you will never be able to discover my hiding place unless you take help of my sakis. You go hide, but just to make you feel better, you go hide first," Radharani's telling. "And definitely I'll find you very soon," Radharani challenged. So she's confident that he won't find her when she hides and when it's her turn, but he'll easily. So then Radharani counted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 13, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100. And Krishna ran away and hid in a tamal grove, wherein he could be perfectly conceal himself among the dark black bark of the tamal trees, because he's like shiny and glossy black like a tamal tree. So it was all hundreds of tamal trees. How can you tell a tamal tree from Tribhanga Sham? Radharani's kinkris fanned out in all directions, searching here and there, everywhere looking for Shyam. But Radhika, who was very intelligent, she was not going to run around like the kinkaris and manjaris. They're running around, where's Shyam? Shyam kaha, where's Shyam? I know you're somewhere, where are you, Shyam? Radharani's just sitting there, because her name is Bharat. Triveda Bharati Shri Pramana Shashri. Triveda Bharati Shri Pramana Shashane Shri Makeshri Kriyeshri Sadeshri Sadeshri Triveda Bharati Shri Pramana Shashane Shri Rameshri Shameshri Pramodakarane Shri Brajeshri Brajadipe Shiradike Namostute Shiradike Namostute. So she's Triveda Bharati Shri. The three Vedas, Rig Sama Atharva, she knows. Triveda Bharati. Bharati means very intelligent. She's Ishvari. She's a queen of all intelligent personalities. She's Adi Saraswati, Divya Saraswati Radha. Well, she didn't just think and figure it out. She's not going to run around everywhere like a monkey. So Radharani thought deeply, what signs in the forest will indicate the location of Shyam? Noticing something strange, Radharani called out, hey, Kinkari! See that tamal tree over there? There's hundreds of tamal trees. No. That one, you see that honey oozing from its bark? Everyone knows that honey never comes out of the bark of trees. So I can deduce that Krishna must be near there somewhere. You see, look, further indication. Hey Saki, look, see the kokil, the cuckoo birds, sitting quietly in a tree, they're not singing and not flying anywhere? Very strange. Cuckoos are always singing. But they're just sitting there silently in trance for some unknown cause. Surely Shyam is here under this tamal tree, because he alone has the power and beauty to mesmerize the birds. Hey, look closer. There's a parrot sitting beside a ripe pomegranate, hanging on a branch. Yet surprisingly, he's not pecking and eating it. Oh, look, Kinkari. See the deer over there, standing completely still, even though there's fresh green grass directly under their feet, and they're not nibbling any of it? This is the place. Come on, let's go, Saki. So then Radha and her entourage, they walk directly to that concerned tamal tree, and they discovered Krishna's hiding place. And Radha is called Krishna Mayi because she knows Krishna perfectly. Krishna is within and without of Radha. Govinda smiled upon being found, and Radharani's kinkaris laughed and giggled over the victory of their Swamini Radha. Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri, Jai Shri, Jai Shri. Vaidagdha Madhava ki jai, Vaidagdhi Radhika ki jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. That's rather Man Mandir. There's Mangar, and there's many different pastimes all around Braj where Radharani would exhibit Man in Barsana, sometimes in Radhakund and Govardhan, Vrindavan, many, many places, although he was saying only two places, Mansarovar and here. So once Pyari was sitting with Pyariju, and there was one Kumari fruit vendor selling fruits, had a basket of fruits, and she was sent by Chandravali to offer a basket of fruit to Radha. And by her eye movements, this Kumari indicated that the small mango fruit was actually for Shamsundar, because inside that small mango fruit was a note stuffed in there, written by Chandravali. hidden inside. Pyariju gives the basket, gives back a basket of jewels to the Kumari in exchange for the fruits. We've seen that in the Bhagavatam. A lady came, they're grown up now. Pyariju shows the fruits to the Sakis for their approval, but Pyari, Krishna, snatches back the small arm every time Pyariju tries to give it away to the Sakis. Every time, so there's a whole basket, so Radharani would try to give it to some Saki, and he'd go, wait a minute, give me that one. Hey, Sakis, take these fruits, you know, these are all for you. This, look, Shyam bought all these fruits for everyone. No, no, give me that one. Why do you want that one? No, give me that, and Radharani would take it back and say, I want to give it to them. No, no. So every time Pyariju would try to give away the arm to some of the Sakis, and Krishna would try to, he would snatch back. So after all, the basket was passed around to all the Sakis, and they all gave their approval and praised the fruits. And when Pyariju, Radharani, when she was given back the basket, she noticed that this little tiny sweet arm was missing, little mango. She accused Pyari, that means Krishna, of stealing. He plays innocent. Then Pyariju, Radharani, she searches each Saki, and no one has it. So she concludes that her Pyari, Krishna, Pyari Mohan, sometimes Krishna's name is Pyari Mohan, that he's actually hiding it somewhere and he snatched it. So then Pyariji sits down next to Pyari again and then searches. And she tells Krishna, Radharani tells Krishna, lift up your arm. You see, if you're hiding that arm, if you're hiding that arm in your armpit, And then Pyari resists, saying, no, I can't lift my arm. It's very painful because a cow hit me with its horn today. It's too painful to lift my arm. I can't lift it. This is all being told in Brajbhasha. My friend translated. It's like Hindi, sort of. So he's resisting. No, I can't. She's pulling. No, I can't. It's too painful. Stop. So Pyariju Radharani gets angry, and she grabs and twists Pyariju. She twists his arm and gets really angry. And then she says, all right, then stand up. If your arm hurts, stand up. Let me see if you're sitting, if it's underneath you. Let me see if you're sitting on it like a duck on his eggs. And then again, Pyari Krishna, Pyari Mohan, he resists. He's complaining, oh, my legs are too sore. I can't. I've been walking too much while grazing the cows. Then Pyariju Radharani, she gets very angry and she lifts up Pyari, and then she sees an arm drop out. Radharani was elated, and she grabs it, and she accuses Pyari of being a thief, and she starts playing with it by throwing it from one Saki to another. Say, look at this, we got your arm. Hey, Lalita, hey. And then she said, hey, Lalita, and Vishaka, hey, give me that arm. And they're throwing it, you know, it's like keep away, or some game when we were thinking called keep away. You know, you have something, and one guy, you throw it to one guy, and he goes and gets it, and he throws it over his head. I have something like this. It's been like, you know, 60 years or so. I remember some game like this. One guy's trying running here and there. It's kind of like covety-covety, but we throw a ball. I want the, you know, because you're possessed, you have to get that ball. And then you grab the guy, and you're trying, and you're holding it, and he breaks away from you and throws it to the other guy. It's keep away, right? So they're doing keep away with his arm and throwing it back and forth. So then Pyari says, well, let me join, you know, throw it to me too. So when Pyari Mohan, when Krishna, when they throw him the small arm, whenever he receives it, he doesn't throw it, but he carefully hands it to, because he has the idea that there's some note inside. So he carefully hands it to the next Saki in a circle to make sure no one drops it. Because he knows, he has intuition from his eye movements, so that fruit vendor that was sent by Chandravali, he understands, because he has intuition. If women have intuition, what to speak of Krishna? Krishna and Sham understands, Pyari Mohan understands that inside this fruit there is some note from Chandravali, so he's very careful about it. He doesn't throw it, he just hands it to the next Saki in a circle to make sure no one drops it. and he has placed the note inside for him. The Lita throws the arm high in the sky. Lita, because when you start playing, you're throwing it one. So she goes, whoosh, she goes, whoop, it goes way in the sky, and it falls on the ground, and it breaks open, and a note pops out from inside the arm. Dun 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 dun. The suckies are startled, and they say, "What's this? What is this?" And they take the note, and they bring it to Kishoriju to read. Then she reads that Chandravali Chitti. Out loud, Piariju reads Chandravali's note, telling Piari that I'm very anxiously waiting for you in my kunja, and you should please come here immediately. After completing reading that letter, Piariju, needless to say, enters a deep state of maan, a sulking, pouting, contrary mood of opposition towards Krishna. Manini Radha ki jai. Piari Mohan tries to break Radharani's maan by facing her, and she turns to the opposite side. And then Krishna touches her knee, and then she pulls her knee away. She jumps up and runs away. And finally, Piariju orders him to leave. Just get out from here, you black one. Your heart is as black and defiled as your body. Don't come back. Then she tells the suckies to throw Piari out of her kunj. Lalita ejects him. After some time, realizing that Piari is actually gone, Piariju Radha immediately gives up her maan, and she jumps off her asan, sighing, "Oh, where is he gone? Where is my Piari Mohan? What have I done?" And Piariju Radha starts to curse herself for showing maan, and she vows to never do that again. She just wants to see him. She goes to take comfort in Lalita Mishaka and starts crying in the madness of separation. But when they hear her plan to never do maan again and to immediately give up her maan, then Lalita and Mishaka, they try to dissuade and break this idea and tell Piariju that she must keep doing maan because it's her primary ornament and it's the most necessary practice to control Piari. They tell Piariju to resume her maan again. But Radha cries, keeps crying, and says they should go find Shyam. Meanwhile, dun 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 dun, Piari Mohan Shyam has gone to the Yamuna, which used to flow near here, Barsana Nandagra. He starts crying and he's lamenting in a deep trance of separation from his Piariju, his beloved. Then suddenly he sees Lalita and Vishaka moving nearby, and he calls them, "Hey Lalita! Hey Vishaki! Aao! Jaldi aao! Ajao! Either aao!" And he tries to get their attention, but Lalita and Vishaka ignore him and just keep walking by, as if they didn't even hear him. But then Piari signals to them to approach him. Or no, I guess. And they chastise him for leaving Piariju and running to Chandravali. Piari Mohan Shyam is crying, confessing that, "Actually, listen, Lalita, don't you understand? Piariju is my very pran, the life of my heart. Please, I beg you repeatedly, please take me to Radha. At least one time, let me see her." After some time, Lalita and Vishaka relent, and they say, "If you want to meet our Piariju, our Vrindavaneshwari, then you must go with a straw between your teeth and keep your hands folded before Pyariju. If she agrees, then she agrees, and Lalita ties up Pyari Mohan with a cloth around his neck and drags him to Pyariju's kunja. She tells him, you wait outside. I have to go in and get permission to see if you're allowed in by Pyariju. Standing outside the kunja of Radharani, Shyam hears voices inside. Lalita speaking, Vishakha and Radharani. Pyariju and Lalita Sakhi, they're discussing Pyari's appeal for one more darshan. Pyariju flatly refuses. Are Sakhi, I never want to see that debauch again. I'll never give up my man. Lalita comes out and says, you'll just have to wait here with a straw between your teeth and keep your hands folded. And if you're lucky, you may get a darshan of Radharani's feet. Pyariji's Charan Mere Mukuta. Pyari Mohan Shyam, over and over again, he's petitioning Lita Vishakha to take him to see Pyariju. Pyariju finally relents and says, okay, bring him in. Then the curtain raises. I mean, this is the drama. Pyariju is sitting on the throne inside the kunja. And Pyari beams an ecstatic smile mixed with the remnant of tears. When Pyariju sees Pyari, she becomes ecstatic and smiles. And her smile is mixed with the remnants of the tears of Raman, plus the tears of joy over reuniting with her Pyariju. So she jumps off her throne and she runs to embrace Pyari. Pyari then slaps Lalita Vishakha, saying, I thought you said, Pyariju, never wanted to see me again. But it seems this is all you're doing. Just see how the Sakhis control the moods of Radha and Krishna, the flow of Ras in the Leelas. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. So then Pyari and Pyariju sat on an asan facing each other, and the Sakhis arranged for a feast to celebrate. Like when the husband and wife argue, and then they make up and some box of candy is given, or let's go out to dinner and let's go to Govinda's and let's go have some Mahaprasad at Juhu Beach with them. So then they brought in a table and they put between the divine couple, they put bowls and towels and pitchers of water to wash their hands and dry, and two big feast plates and water cups and chapatis and sabjis and sweets and namkeen and papa and pakora and mango fruits. And Pyari and Pyariju ate individually. They were eating individually and they also fed each other simultaneously. Sometimes they were joking and offering to each other and then pulling away two or three times. Here, take a sweet. No. And then she would go to take. Then give to the opposite party or pop in their own mouths. They would bite some of themselves and put in their beloved's mouth afterwards. Sometimes. You're not old enough. They would bite themselves and put in a beloved's mouth after sampling it. Afterwards, Lalita offered Artik as the divine couple sat smiling on the asan. Srimanini Radha Ki Jai. So that's one Leela that happened here at Man Kutir. Now we're at Mora Kutir in Barsana. And the Mora, of course, means peacock. And this is a very beautiful place. Once Radha and Krishna came with all the Brajagopis. And on top of this beautiful mountain in Barsana, there are many peacocks were dancing madly, and there was a light rain falling. It was in Shravan Mas, monsoon time. And suddenly, being inspired by the dancing of the peacocks, Radharani and Krishna both took the form of peacocks and they danced along with the peacocks. And the Brajagopis sang different ragas as they danced. And there's another Leela. One day at this Mayur, it's called Mayur Kuti or Mora Kutir. One day, Krishna and the gopis were playing here, And the gopis said, "Oh, Lala, we're very hungry. Please give us something to eat." Krishna played his flute, and immediately a basket of laddus appeared there. He was actually with his gopas. The gopas were here. The boys ate the sweets, and great ecstasy. They became totally full, but Krishna kept giving them more and more laddus. Created more and more baskets of laddus, and he said, "You must eat all these laddus." And then the boys started telling each other, "New cow, new cow, new cow, new cow," means eat, eat. They began throwing laddus to each other, and every year they held a contest here, a festival here, in Bhadramas, that's Krishna's birthday time, and they have a laddu throwing contest, and everyone makes sounds like new cow, which sounds like peacocks calling each other. So the place, and Sakiras, the coward boys, they also had pastimes in these same places. The coward boys, they call it more kutir, because this is where they made sounds, new cow, eat more, eat. That's a nice, interesting point here. Morakutira ki jai. Surin Barsana Dhamma ki jai. Barsani Wali Ratharani ki jai. Vrishabhana Nandini Ratharani ki jai. Shidam Vrindavan ki jai. Larali Lala ki jai. Larali Lala Mandir ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Sham Gopala Dev ki jai. And Barsana show is the personification of Brahma's desire to serve Krishna and Radharani. Because Brahma, he didn't have a chance to serve Radharani, but he had Prarthana, Brahmaji, Prarthana. "Oh Krishna, now your Avirbhav, your Janam Utsav, you're going to appear in this world. Please, Tora Seva, give me some Seva." Because Shivji has already come. Shivji has asked for Seva, and you gave him Nandishwar. Nandishwar Parvat and Shiva Rup. So can I do some Seva? Can I be Radharani's Leela Stali? Parvat. It's called Brahma Parvat. Brahma Parvat, Chaturmukh. Dangar, Vilaskar. Dangar, Vilaskar, Amangar, and this is a mandir. Mukyagar, name for Charmukh. So this is his desire, is to serve, even though he's such the biggest person in the world. Biggest person, biggest jiva. He's a jivatma like us. Biggest jiva in the entire universe. But he wants to become a rock. He wants to become a rock, a mountain in Vrindavan. So he became a rock. And Shiva's the biggest. Brahma, Mahesh, Vishnu, Brahma, Mahesh. These are the big leaders of the universe. The destroyer, Mahesh, Shiva, Shankar. The creator, Brahma, the maintainer, Vishnu. So Shiva's the destroyer. He became a mountain. Shiva Parvat. It's called Nandishwar, the Lord of Nandi. It's a name for Nandishwar Parvat, Shiva's form. Now this, of course, in some kalpas, in some days of Brahma, Radharani's born in Barsana and grows up here. And all her childhood, babyhood, everything crawling. You see these paintings of Radharani crawling, looking so cute. And the baby, like we see Gopal, baby Gopal and Gopali. Gopali Radha and Gopal. Very cute picture of Radharani. We see a painting like that. I don't know about here. But you can see this pastime Narada Muni there. He came to Barsana in some kalpas and some kalpas Ravel. And he prayed, "Radharani, I want to see her." Because there she's in on the right-hand side before, she's in the cradle. And her mother Kirtita is rocking her. And that's the palace of Barsana. So then Narada Muni was thinking, "Oh, I know who you are. I know you're Kishori. I know you're Nityakishori Pritama Jodi. Shri Radhe, Shri Radhe. Please, my prarthana, I'll do puja." So Narada Muni engaged everybody in puja and everybody ran away and collected all the puja samagri. And then when they were gone, then he offered this, he did dandavats. Narada Muni offered dandavats to Radharani in the cradle, then he did prikama. Char Parikrama Radharani. Then he offered Prarthana. Oh, Radhaji, please, your Kishori Rup Darshan Chayi. Please show me, Dekna. Show me your Kishori Rup. So then, Radharani, because Narada Muni is such a great bhakt, then Radharani manifested like this. You see there?
Yes,
that painting there?
Yes.
Then they are the same.
Yes.
And Narada Muni is like, oh, Kishoriju. And then he spoke a thousand names of Radharani. Radha Sahasranam. Narada Muni, Bhatkaro.
Yes.
There's like Brahma Vaivart Puran. There's 1,000 names of Radharani. So this is in what some Kabbalists, she's her Janamstan. And Jivas that are following Rupa Goswami and Gaudiya Sampradaya, and their Siddha Sarup is actually in Madhurya Bhav. Some Jivas are Madhurya, some are Sakha, some are Vatsalya, Dasya, different. Jivas have their different ratis or rasas. So those that are following Rupa, the Manjaris, they'll go to Boma Vrindavan Leela, Prakat Leela, and they'll take birth in Barsana. We're in Barsana, we want to hear something about Kirtida. May Mother Kirtida, and we'll see her later when we go on Parikrama, there's a temple there, so keep it in mind. We'll see Vrishambhanu's house is there, his original house was there before he built this place. May Mother Kirtida, who anxiously and carefully sends two daughters of her nurses daily to Yavat to inquire about Radha's welfare, protect us. So this is, of course, after Radharani was married, she went to Yavat with her husband Abhimanyu. And then, her mother, mother's always worried about her daughter. Where's her daughter? So she sent, there was one nurse, Radharani's nurse, she had two daughters. They were also young. So she sent them every day to get news from Barsana, because there's no cell phones. They didn't have cell phones, otherwise Kirti would call them and say, hello. Oh, hello. Hello, Chodi? Hello, Chodi? Kaise hai, theek hai? Is your mother-in-law, is Jatila giving you a hard time, Kishori? No, no, mother, she's okay. She's nice. But it's okay. So, you have to hold it like this. Yeah, hold it like that. Close. So then he's saying, Raghunath Das is praying like that. Kirti means fame and Da means to give. So Kirtida bestows fame. Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy, what is the greatest fame? And Ramananda Roy said, he who is a Krishna Premi Bhakta, a pure devotee, a lover of Krishna, he has bound the presiding goddess of love, Prem Lakshmi Radha, in his heart. And thus, he has given all the sadhakas of the world an opportunity to attain Prem. So this is the Premi Bhakta. This is the definition of a Premi Bhakta. Who is the most famous person in the world? One who has attained Krishna Prema. And what is his characteristics if someone attains Krishna Prema? He has bound the presiding goddess of Prema. He's a Premi Bhakta. That means he has love of God. Well, love of God personified is Radharani. That means he's bound Prem Lakshmi, Radha, in his heart. And thus, by doing that, enshrining Radha in his heart, Radha Radha, he has given all the sadhakas of the world the opportunity to attain prema. This way, Kirtida bestows fame to the world by allowing her daughter, the Prem Lakshmi, to enter the hearts of pure devotees. And pure devotees who love Radha and Krishna, Radharani's in their heart. And then they broadcast the name and fame and qualities and pastimes of Radharani all over the world. And so they spread the fame of Radharani. So then they become famous. So many famous gurus are glorifying Radharani everywhere. And Krishna. So they're famous because Kirtida has given them fame. Kirtida. She has given them fame because she's allowed her daughter to enter their heart. That's what's being said here. Radha is the embodiment of Krishna's feelings of nectar. Kirtida, Radharani is the embodiment of Kirtida's feelings of nectarine mother love. So all of the Vatsalya, all that incredible Vatsalya, because Kirtida is the greatest mother in the universe. There's no greater mother in the universe than Kirtida. And of course, Yashoda. Yashoda is considered the greatest representative of Vatsalya Bhava, and then Kirtidas next. So she's expanded into Radharani. You can hear me? And Radharani is the embodiment of all that Vatsalya. So Radharani is Karuna Mayi. She's very affectionate, like Mother Radha. Because Madhurya Bhav contains Vatsalya and Sakya and Dasya and Shant, everything is there. So she got all of Radharani's motherly Bhav comes from Kirtida. So it can't be any greater mother than Kirtida. So Radharani is the embodiment of her parental love. Apprehension of mishap always dwells in the heart of a friend. Apprehension of mishap always dwells in the heart of a friend. So if you love someone and they're leaving you and going back to to Pune, then you're apprehensive. Oh, maybe accident. Did they get home in time? You call up. I should be home about 10. So you call up at 10. Did you get home? Are you all right? So that's friendship. That's love. Friendship is sakya, saki. That means love. So the mother is always apprehensive about the danger of the child. So she calls up, hello, is Subal okay? Is everything okay? Yeah, he's fine. You know. So one ear your heart gets out, one ear your telephone. So that's the same thing with Kirtida. She has so much apprehension about Radharani, so every day she sends two daughters of Radharani's nurses, Datris, to go to Yavat to find out, is she okay, anything, everything all right? The news, Radha news, the Radha Samachar. Although Kirtida can bestow love upon the whole world, she's always anxious that something inauspicious will happen to Radha. It's the nature of love. The lover is always awake. The nature of love is a lover is always awake with worries about the beloved's welfare. So therefore, every day she sends nurses of her daughter to check Radharani. And the nurses come back, they return to Yavat, and they tell Kirtida the good news about Radharani. Everything's okay. Then Kirtida can find peace, then she takes her morning bath, then she has her breakfast. So until Kirtida gets news of Radharani's peace and happiness and welfare, she won't even take a bath. As soon as she wakes up, as soon as Kirtida wakes up and stretches, Kishori, kaha, kaise hai, Kishori, ow, hey, suno, Chori, jao, fatafat, go to Yavat, and Radharani, Milan, and Bhatka, Prashna, Radharani TK, Bharia TK, Swas TK, Man, Shanti, everything, sab parivar shant, anand hai, acha, teek. Then Baba's, give me news. Tell me the news. So this is... So how much Kirtida loves Radharani, Vrishabhanu Nandini. Kirtida Sutta Radha. So every day she's getting news and coming back. Kirtida Mataji ki jai, Vrishabhanu Nandini ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe, Varsani Wali Radha ki jai. One Varsana Yatri lady just sang a song, sat next to our devotees and sang a beautiful song in Hindi. And what that song she was saying, one coward boy from Nandagram went to America, and then he brought back all these people, and all these people with tilak, wearing tilak, which means members of ISKCON that are sitting around me right now, and myself also, have actually been made by one coward boy from Nandagram. And she didn't say anything the name of Prabhupada, but she just said one coward boy. So for those, and this is just some lady traveling with a group of ladies and married people about 50 years old, 55. And she was singing a great happiness. And she, in her own, it's called Parokshavad. When the scriptures speak in an indirect way, it's called Parokshavad. Instead of saying, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada went to America, initiated. So she sang in an indirect way. But in her own way, she seemed to realize Prabhupada's Srup by saying he's a coward boy, a sucker. But some people say Prabhupada's a gopi also. So she was glorifying Prabhupada in her own way. She said, one Nandagram, one coward boy from Nandagram went to America. That's what she said. And then now you people all have tilak because of that coward boy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Varsani wali radhi, shi radha radha radha. Varsani wali radhi, shi radhi radha. Now let's hear about her father, Vrishabhanu. I always worship the greatly famous King Vrishabhanu, who has a small mustache, and it was very generous, and who hails from a brilliant dynasty. And has a golden complexion, and was greatly respected. He's 50 years old. Radharani's eternal age is 14 years, 2 months, and 15 days. So Vrishabhanu, he's 50 years old. And he's very expert. He's expert in Braj. He's the greatest friend of King Nanda Maharaj. And he loves his daughter even more than his own son, Sridham. That's Raghunath Das. That's usually the father. Vrishabhanu loves Radharani more than loves his brother. His first child is Sridham. First child, oldest is Sridham. Second one is Radharani. But Vrishabhanu loves Radharani because fathers always like daughters more. King Vrishabhanu's glories are unlimited. Can there be any limit to the glories of a man who has the original Prem Lakshmi, the embodiment of the topmost love of Mahabhab, Sri Radha herself, advent, appear as his daughter? Who can be a happier or more fortunate man? And Radharani is relishing the full sweetness of Krishna, who enters into all the unlimited devotees as a faculty to nourish them by giving them prema. So Radharani's Ladini Shakti enters into every devotee. It enters first as a drop of love called bhakti, the bhakti lata, the bhakti bijam, a seed, a drop of bhakti, enters the heart through the holy name, Nam Bija. The Nam Bija is a bhakti bija. It carries that bhakti, that ladini, from the heart of the guru into the heart of the shishya. And that mixes up with his anand shakti, his bliss potency. And then he develops the desire to serve Krishna, manifests from within himself. It's there, but it's dormant, it's covered. Jivera Surupaya Krishnara Nityadas. But unless he gets that drop of bhakti from guru through Nam Bija or through Gopal Mantra, Pancharatrika mantras, then he'll never manifest and awaken his desire. So when he awakens his desire to serve Krishna by the touch of bhakti, which is actually a touch of Radharani's ladini, prema, a drop of her prema. That's why he says that Radharani enters the heart of the devotee and nourishes their prema. So this is the mercy of Radharani. So then what manifests from the jiva is called Krishna Seva Vasana. Krishna Seva Vasana means the vasana, desire to serve Krishna. By the mercy of the devotee, awakens in the heart. Yes, I want to serve Krishna. So that's why it says that Prem Lakshmi Radha herself enters into the hearts of all unlimited number of devotees. And she enters there as a faculty, the ability to nourish them by giving them prema. And she simultaneously makes Krishna inwardly enjoy his own bliss as a force of ladini. And outwardly, Radharani makes Krishna relish various pastimes in her personal form as the very embodiment of ladini bliss. So Krishna is ladini. Sarva Shakti of Krishna is ladini, samvit, and sandini. So then his ladini is expanded into Radharani. Then Radharani, she distributes that ladini, that potency, that power to love, that bliss potency, she distributes it. So the first one that she distributes it to is Krishna. So Krishna can experience the topmost bliss of love, conjugal bliss, Mahabhav, when Radharani fills his heart with her own Shakti, which is Ladini, which she is the embodiment of Ladini. He is the source, but she is the expression of that in, as love. So then she takes a form as Radharani Sarup, as the embodiment of love, and then they engage in loving pastimes. So this is how Radharani is nourishing Krishna's love. Krishna's Ladini is nourished by Radharani's Ladini entering his heart. Then he can experience the greatest bliss. But by himself, he experienced Ladini. He experienced Atmananda. It's called Swarupananda. He experiences Swarupananda, the bliss of his own self, because Ladini is from Krishna. But it's not Premananda. It's Swarupananda. But then when Radharani expands and loves him and serves him, then her Ladini enters into his heart and expands his Ladini into unlimited proportions, and he tastes that Prema Swarupananda of Radharani. And it's so much intoxicating, he becomes so mad by it, he can't taste enough, and he understands that Radharani's tasting more Ladini than me, and more bliss than me, so then he wants to become Radharani. So he becomes Gauranga. So this is Radharani, Prem Swarup, Prem Lakshmi Radha. So she enters the hearts of every devotee, and she nourishes their heart with drops of prem. And bhakti is Radharani's mercy. So Radharani, she is the very embodiment of Ladini or bliss, personification of Mahabhava, the topmost essence of prema. Radharani is a gold mine of all good qualities, and she's the crown jewel of all Krishna's gopis and consorts. So that's the daughter of Kirtida. Although she was born deaf and blind, she was dumb because of being... When Radharani appeared on the earth, she decided to keep her eyes closed and didn't want to see anybody in this world. So then finally, when Krishna appeared then in front of her cradle, then she opened her eyes. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.